This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 325 for Monday, March 31st. I'm Adam Pelagiotti. The ICE Futures canola market is showing gains on Monday morning, continuing its positive momentum from the past week. Malaysian palm oil is extremely strong and crude oil is higher after United States President Donald Trump warned buyers of Russian oil of tariffs and threatened Iran with a military action. Meanwhile, Chicago soil is steady and European rapeseed is mixed. The Canadian dollar is losing 0.3 of a U.S. cent compared to Friday's close, as Canada awaits U.S. tariffs to come into effect on Wednesday. The May canola contract is up $1.40 per ton at $614.80. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are awaiting the U.S. Department of Agriculture's quarterly grain stocks and prospective plantings reports to be released later today. The trade expects the USDA to report 8.153 billion bushels of corn on hand on average as of March 1st, which would be 2.4% below last year's total. The average corn acreage trade estimate was 94.4 million, well above the 90.6 million reported for 2024-25. Amateur reported that first crop corn in the Brazilian province of Rio Grande do Sul was 69% harvested with yields of 109 bushels per acre, up 21% from 2023-24. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange said Argentine corn is 13.6% harvested with an average yield of 131.4 bushels per acre, up 6.1 from last week. The May corn contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.50. The trade estimated U.S. soybean stocks to be 1.901 billion bushels on average. Meanwhile, projected acreage would be 83.8 million, down 3.2 million from last year. Agroa estimated the Brazilian soybean harvest to be 82% complete as of March 27th, ahead of the 74% pace 1 year earlier. The May soybean contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.27. The trade estimated U.S. wheat stocks as of March 1st to be 1.215 billion bushels on average. The trade also estimated projected wheat acres to be 46.4 million on average, up about 300,000 acres from last year. The U.S. winter wheat acres would be up 460,000 acres at 33.85 million, while U.S. spring wheat acres would decline at 10.45 million. Algeria is expected to import 9.2 million tons of wheat in 2025-26, same as the previous year. The western, southern, and eastern U.S. should see above normal temperatures in mid to late April. Precipitation would be below normal in the south and above normal in the northern corn belt. The May Chicago wheat contract is unchanged at $5.28 U.S. per bushel. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.55. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.84. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, March 31st. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelagiotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.